The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And, you know, most people are thinking that tomorrow is tax day because growing up, we were always told April 15th is tax day. But apparently there's some new D.C. holiday. It's not a federal holiday. It's a holiday in the District of Criminals.
Thievery Day, I think they call it.
No, it's actually, ironically enough, it's Emancipation Day.
Robbery.
I think it's actually April 16th. It's observed on the Friday or Monday nearest the holiday. And, well, because tomorrow's the Friday, the taxes are actually due on Monday. But we do have a tax-related story. The story comes from Breitbart. Headline, Americans spend more on taxes than food, clothing, and housing combined.
Well,
but those taxes provide so many services for me, Daryl, like the roads and the library and the education of my kids.
Can you imagine how out of whack my budget would be if I had to go build roads?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Any of the main facilities, department stores on Main Street here, who their roads are paid for, their sidewalks are clean for them, and
right.
the grass is maintained all throughout the year.
Toilet flushes and that stuff goes somewhere.
If they had to actually pay for that, you know, that could ruin them.
It's a pretty good
right,
system,
but
if you
businesses,
think about it,
Daryl. You know, businesses have an incentive to make sure that there's a way for their customers to get to them.
That's right. And by the way, that wouldn't ruin them. I'm just being
yes.
a little crazy here. They would just increase the prices of their product, and the customers would decide whether or not they'd want to shop with them. And of course, a lot of the reasons they're already hijacked the prices on Main Street is because of the property tax here in Keene, which is already outrageous.
Right. So if the taxes that they were paying for these, you know, quote unquote services weren't being there, then, you know, I really don't think you would see that much of a difference
no.
in the price of products. But let's jump into this story again. This comes from Breitbart. They say this year Americans will collectively give more money to governments in taxes than they will spend on food, clothing, and housing combined, according to a report from the Tax Foundation. The report shows 31% of the nation's income will go to taxes, a total of $3.3 trillion in federal and $1.6 trillion in state and local taxes.
What was that federal figure again?
3.3.
And somebody refresh me. About what is our budget now?
Somewhere around $4 trillion.
Yeah, I thought it was like 3.9. Those numbers don't seem to add up. Am I missing something here?
That's because the federal government runs a deficit.
So you're saying that they spend more than they take in through taxes?
They've been doing that for a long time. And think of all the kids and grandkids, Chris. It's this country's for them, right? So we can tack it on our bill.
Think about the children.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them with a bill to pay for what we're doing today.
And speaking of children, there's less money to feed your children because of the taxes. In a demonstration of just how much money Americans will spend on taxes this year, the Tax Foundation has calculated that not only will the bill to Uncle Sam be more than most personal expenses, it will take the nation as a whole until April 24th to earn enough to cover the cost. Meaning that if you divvy up your money based on the year, you're working for about another week and a half until you actually start making money for yourself instead of money that's going to the federal and or state and or local government.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I pay my property taxes here in Keene, that's how I dole it out. I think of how many days out of the year I have to work in order to pay that property tax. It's the same way when I go buy something, a high dollar item. I'll think about how many bean burritos it costs that I can eat I would have to pay for in order to pay for this nice new computer or something.
Don't you think of it just as who am I enslaved to? Because I prefer to think of it that way. It's like, okay, I am a slave, and I have to work this many days for this person. And just many days for this person.
Right. We'll continue this conversation as well as telling you the best and the worst tax freedom days, because the April 24th, that's the average for the nation. Some days are sooner, some are later. We'll get into that. But first, jump to the phones and you can call in about pretty much anything that's on your mind. 855-453 is the call-in number. We've got Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, in New Hampshire, you cannot register to vote as libertarian. You can register as Democrat or Republican, but not...
Or undeclared.
Undeclared, but you cannot register. There was a time period back in the 1990s when they had ballot access. And
yes,
even then,
and then in 1997, the Republicans and Democrats colluded to remove the libertarians from the ballot by making the vote threshold higher. And even though they said during the initial hearings that, yes, this will apply to vote results from 1996, you'll stay on the ballot. When the bill went to what's called a conference of committee, they removed the language saying this applies to 1996 election results and basically threw the libertarians off the ballot.
Now, if they are restored into the voting ballot status, then it would still be a hassle to go down to town hall. You have to fill all these forms and everything. And in some states, you can change your party affiliation online. I think it should be just as easy as logging onto a dating website and editing your profile. Instead of being gay or lesbian, then you can switch over to being heterosexual, and then you start going on dates with people of the opposite sex. I think it should be just as easy to change your party affiliation and become a libertarian and start voting in the libertarian primary as it is to change your sexual orientation. I think it should be just as easy as that.
I'd argue that it should be easier.
Absolutely, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. So the article here from Breitbart citing a report from the Tax Foundation, they've got a quote here from analyst Scott Greenberg of the Tax Foundation, who said in a statement, Tax Freedom Day, that's the day, by the way, of everything you make up until that date winds up going towards taxes. Tax Freedom Day gives us a vivid representation of how much federal, state, and local tax revenue is collected each year to pay for government goods and services. Arguments can be made that the tax bill is too high or too low, but in order to have an honest discussion, it's important for taxpayers to understand the cost of government. Tax Freedom Day helps people relate to that cost. And now we could also, in addition to discussing, you know, Tax Freedom Day or taxes too high, taxes too low, the bigger question of should any good or service be provided at the barrel of a gun?
Should it?
Should it?
Through the force of violence? No, never, ever.
I was going to say suicide assistance.
Well, you're not forcing someone. You are not, you know, holding a gun pointed at someone and saying you're doing this for me.
You threw that condition out.
That's coercion.
If I go to the supermarket and I see something on some produce that I like, it looks shiny and it looks tasty and price is right. Well, they've done all they had to do to convince me that I need to have that. And I'm going to go buy it. It's a good idea, in other words.
Yes.
And that's the same thing with the road out in front of my house. If I want it to be, if I want the potholes filled, that sounds like a pretty good idea. I'm going to find the money to pay for that.
Or you might get together with your neighbors.
Or I might do it myself. I do have a driveway, and the city doesn't own that driveway. And one of these days, the roots are coming up and they're breaking apart the concrete. I'm going to have to, you know, resurface that driveway. I'm not going to expect my neighbor to do it. He might come over and help me if I, you know, give him a couple beers or something. But
what kind of beer?
But if he comes over to my house with his rifle slung over his back, say, hey, look, dude, My driveway is giving up the ghost. I need some help, and I need to get $100 from you. And once I get that, I'm going to go next door. I'm going to get $100 from that guy over there. Because that's exactly what the government is doing.
You're right.
Yes, it is. And we'll continue this discussion and take your calls. 855-450-FREE. What's the best? What's the worst tax freedom day? This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're talking Tax Freedom Day. How long throughout the year do you have to work until you've paid off Uncle Sam? And then you can start paying yourself. Well, the national average is April 24th. We're going to go through some of the best and worst states. But, let me tell you who the we is. It's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And you can join us on the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The story comes from Breitbart. The report comes from the Tax Foundation. And they say that while the National Tax Freedom Day is April 24th, the variance among state tax burdens means people living in different states have different tax freedom days. According to the Tax Foundation, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Louisiana have the earliest, April 5th, 6th, and 7th, respectively, while New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have the latest, May 11th, 12th, and May 21st, respectively. When factoring in federal borrowing, the Tax Foundation says Tax Freedom Day adds 16 days to Tax Freedom Day.
Yeah, I'm looking at the history of taxation in our country, and before the Revolutionary War, a lot of the taxes were on items. Sugar
yes.
tax, tea
right.
tax, Stamp Act, and...
Yep.
I mean, and you see these memes, and they're what's the average, like 3% or something was taxed in 1776?
There were a lot of things that were the 1, 2, 3%.
Versus maybe as much as, well, it depends on who you are.
70.
But, yeah, it could be as much as 70, probably 35 for the average.
Well, when you factor in your state income tax, if you have one, your state and local sales tax, if there are any where you live, your property tax, your vehicle registration fee, mm-hmm. and all of these other, you know, little nickel and dime things that wind up going to pay for government services, it's as high as 70%.
Yeah. What gets me is that they went to war. There was people in this country who went to war. Of course, they weren't representative, and that was a good reason to go to war with Big Daddy government.
Right, they were arguing taxation without representation
right.
is unfair, and I think we're in this room all saying taxation with representation isn't any better.
No, it's still theft, it's still robbery.
Right.
But I mean, at what level does it have to get to for people to wake up now? Because it's so much worse. What level do we have to get to in order to revolt against this corrupt system?
Well,
or is it what we just talked about in the first segment, is the fact that at least half of it is going on to the credit card. So no one is really feeling the pain.
Well,
they're just tacking it on our grandkids and our kids' budget.
We have two mechanisms that we can deal with overspending. That's the first one, is to just kick the can down the road and sell debt. But the other thing we do is we print money. We can print money. We can inflate our currency. That's
mm-hmm.
the hidden tax that we all pay. And nobody talks about on tax day, but when what you perceive as prices going up is actually a loss of buying power of the dollar that's in your pocket, because the
right.
federal government keeps expanding the supply of money.
But
each one's worth less.
That's what we need minimum wage for, Chris, is because people can't afford a hamburger any of these days.
Well, I saw something online, speaking of minimum wage, and then we'll get back to the tax thing. But speaking of minimum wage, I saw a meme online yesterday, earlier today, I forget when, but it said, have you noticed nobody ever says that third world countries should raise their minimum wage to get the entire nation out of poverty?
That's a good idea, Daryl.
And that's because raising the minimum wage doesn't work. It's attempting to fix a symptom, but it's making the problem worse.
It's a Band-Aid, but it's like a Band-Aid with holes punched in it.
Over top of a bullet wound.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to remove the bullet in order for the bleeding to stop.
I'll tell you what, my liberal friends, that is the hardest topic to discuss. Like with a lot of them, we can kind of reach a mutual understanding
mm-hmm.
on
like wars
gun rights.
Wars are bad.
Wars are bad. That's an easy one. Taxes are too high.
Legalization,
no problem. But when we get into minimum wage, you get the vacuous arguments that it's just, if you want, how can you deny someone a living wage?
Well, it's
not all jobs pay that.
I would say it's right in the same boat as we need to educate everyone to the highest level regardless of what they're actually going to school to learn. As long as they're learning,
as long as they're learning
a foreign language, they're going to make them better people, and they're going to make more money in the end. Because that's what they're coming from their hearts. Instead of thinking logically, using their brains, they're coming from their hearts, and that's not always the right solution.
And I get busted on by a lot of my friends, a lot of my conservative friends, a lot of my libertarian friends, because I have a lot of friends who are liberal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are, and there are a lot of things we can agree on, but that's the one area that I continually try to educate on and try to give examples of. You know, think about this. Think about what you're saying. Do you want to make certain jobs illegal? Because that's what minimum wage does. If it's not financially feasible to pay a burger flipper $15 an hour, then to pay him less than that makes that job illegal. That's pure and simple. You're making criminals out of employers, and that does not work if you're trying to grow the number of jobs and give people a leg up. And that's the other thing that kills me. I mean, I made minimum wage. I made minimum wage when I was in high school. I made minimum wage like right after I got out of the military and I got into food service where you make less than minimum wage.
Yeah, how many of these big companies are going to start hiring 16, 18-year-olds, you know, right out of high school or still in high school when they're required to start them off at 15?
Yeah, and
not a lot. And have you noticed that some of the labor unions are actually asking for exemptions to these minimum wage increases that they were the ones advocating for?
Like via age?
And why do unions advocate for minimum wage laws?
Because most of the salaries that they wind up paying the union workers are tied to minimum wage.
Thank you, Daryl. And so we have all these. That's the part that's hard to get across, that there's a lot of different groups that have a vested interest
right.
in the minimum wage going up. It's not just feeling good.
You'll hear people throw out statistics like, you know, 50% of workers will benefit from the minimum wage going up. And what they're wanting people to think is, wow, half of the workforce makes minimum wage. No.
Right.
A lot of those people are people that have a salary that's tied to minimum wage. So, yes, you've got people that are going to benefit that aren't making anywhere near minimum wage, but that's only because their base salary is tied to minimum. You make X over minimum.
Right. By the way, the only time I've ever made minimum wage was the first job I ever did, you know, construction.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I've always made well above minimum, even entry-level jobs.
And that is the intent. When you have no experience, when you have nothing else, you're going to make nothing. I mean, that's what happened when
it's part of the process.
Minimum wage for minimum skills.
Right. I entered the workforce at, God, I don't know. I grew up in agriculture earlier, so like 8 years old, 7, 8 years old, you were doing something, 10 years old, and you were making those kind of wages. But as you gain experience, and this just happens throughout your life, you're going to be more skilled. You're going to make more money.
And you know what? And if you're not more skilled because you're a lazy idler, the employer needs to be able to make that decision that, no, you're not going to make as much minimum wage because you're crap.
Exactly.
Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. Plus, how much has the dollar devalued in the last 100 years?
We'll tell you. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking taxes and money, and either one of you guys know what's less valuable than a penny? That same penny tomorrow. But you can stretch that penny when you save at Purse. You can save 15, 20, 25, 30% or more on things you were going to buy anyway from Amazon. Just go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. That's a website, not an email address, because there have been some people say, I don't know how to save money by sending an email. Well, no, website, go saveatpurse.com. Sign up. And when you do, Free Talk Live will then get a small commission on some of your purchases there when you save money buying things through Amazon. The catch in some people's minds, but I see it as the bonus, the benefit, is you get to use Bitcoin. So you put things in a Amazon wish list, put the wish list in your Purse account, then you fund the account with Bitcoin, and then you save at Purse. That's saveatpurse.com. Speaking of needing to stretch dollars a little bit further because, you know, the value keeps going down, I'm sure all of you have seen the thing floating around on Facebook where it says the minimum wage in, I think, 1964 was 5 silver quarters. And now minimum wage is, you know, X dollars. Those same quarters are worth Y, which is a higher number than what the minimum wage is. And it says, there's not a problem with minimum wage. There's a problem with the money.
Yep.
So based on the government's own numbers, and this is important because we know that their numbers aren't completely accurate when it comes to the CPI.
I like that, Daryl. That's what you say when you can't say naughty words on the air.
Or unemployment. Or how many people are actually dying in the wars, especially when it comes to casualties. And, yeah, all their numbers are messed up.
Right. All of their numbers are bologna sandwiches, but not the good kind of bologna sandwich, the really bad, disgusting kind of bologna sandwich. So based on the CPI inflation calculator on the Bureau of Labor Statistics website at data.bls.gov, $1 from 1913 is worth 4 cents today.
So I love
90. We have lost 96% of our buying power.
And this is the conversation I like to have with people is that if a loaf of bread cost you a nickel in 1960, for example, just making that number up, probably not accurate. Haven't we had so many improvements in farming, in fertilizers, in manufacturing, in baking, in transportation of not only ingredients to plants, but then the finished product out to the stores and getting it to consumers, and we trade overseas now, and we can ship our goods everywhere. Wouldn't you think that we could figure out a way to make a loaf of bread for less money than 20, 30 times what it was back then?
But actually, it is cheaper. But because the money is so skewed out of control, it looks like it costs more. But it is cheap.
So using the BLS statistics, if something cost 5 cents in 1960, based on the official inflation rate, it should cost 40 cents today.
Mm-hmm.
Loaves of bread now cost about $2.
Okay, so can that calculator work backwards where it's...
Yes, it can.
And that's if you buy the expensive bread. If you're buying that Wonder Bread that only cheapies like I can, I don't even... And by the way, I make my own bread if I even go that far, but there's too many carbs. But no, can you put $2 and find out what... What $2 is
in
1960?
25 cents.
There you go. That makes more. That sounds about
right. So it's still about five times. No, because I'm fairly certain that a loaf of bread in 1960 was probably somewhere between 5 to 10 cents. Even based on inflation, a loaf of bread costs a lot more now than what it did in 1960.
Another site I like to go to is FRED, which is the economic data research site for the Federal Reserve. And they're another, quasi-federal organization. They're not really federal, but they put out a lot of statistics. And they have a chart for the Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, purchasing power, the consumer dollar. This tells you, going back to the founding of the Fed in 1913 to today, where it's at. And of course, it looks like a ski slope. It just starts up here and it goes down to next to nothing on the line. What's interesting, though, is at some point, they had to change the baseline from 100, which is what it usually is on most of their charts, to 1,000 to account for how far it had gone down. Because otherwise it would be like 0.00001.
Found a website, comparison of prices over 70 years. And in 1960, they list the average cost of a loaf of bread as being 22 cents.
Oh, there we go.
So that's about right, yeah. Not too far off from what the inflation would wind up being. Looking at the average cost of a pound of hamburger meat in 1960, it was 45 cents. Now it's $4.68.
Not the hamburger I'd buy.
Based on inflation, the cost of hamburger meat in 1960 should have been 58 cents based on the current price.
I live in the country, so we just scrape our hamburger up off the road.
But, this is something really interesting to look at and seeing that, some of these things, the prices, when you account for inflation, have actually wound up dropping a little bit because of what you were mentioning, Conan.
It's much cheaper to produce a loaf of bread.
The streamlining, becoming more efficient on stuff. That's why electronics are so much cheaper now than they were 20, 30 years ago.
And that's interesting because what that represents is in some areas, think about computers and Moore's Law and the doubling of power every couple of years. those are the things that have been so drastic that even with inflation, they end up being less expensive.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, it also is something the government can't even keep up with.
Right.
And which is a good thing in our case, because there's always going to be a new app or a new program that we can utilize to, you know, better ourselves. That's not going to be regulated for another decade because of these old farts in legislation that are, oh, by the way, look at that. We can make money off of that.
And
of course, by the time they finally get on it, it's, you know, it's old school.
What kind of apps are you talking about there, Conan?
Well, one that comes to mind is the communication app that we are all using. It's called Telegram.
I love Telegram.
I'm not sure about it. I'm not, because I know some of the CIA director has come out and he likes to jump up and down on it and makes you wonder if it really is an app that they can't break. The terrorists can't break, and you know, something they can't get into, and it's a security issue with the government, or it's a honeypot.
Well,
and they want people to get in on it because they know they can break it and look in on what we're actually saying. But it's better than, say, Facebook Messenger.
Right.
Sure.
I think anything would be better than Facebook Messenger, except for possibly WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
And really.
And I say that only because WhatsApp apparently is owned by Facebook.
Sure.
And you have to connect your Facebook account to WhatsApp.
But here's the
Brian
difference.
Sovereign, former co-host of
yep.
Free Talk Live, he talked extensively about this on the most recent episode of his podcast, Sovereign Tech.
When?
And I was just listening to this past Saturday.
Gotcha.
I was listening to it yesterday on a walk. That's really the only reason I know. Had I not been listening to this podcast yesterday, I would not know that WhatsApp was owned by Facebook and made you, you know, like put all your accurate information, because Facebook has their real names policy. There are other apps, Signal being one, that apparently you don't actually have to have a smartphone to use Signal. You can have one of these old dumb phones, a burner phone, if you will, get a phony phone number through like Google Voice, run everything through Signal on a tablet that's not connected to your actual name, and you know, it allows you to obscure your privacy. We'll dig into some of these apps a little bit more, and your calls, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And speaking of apps, we have Skype. How many nationally syndicated radio shows have Skype? Well, I don't know, but it's at least one, and we're that one that I know of. Username is lrn.fm on Skype. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And Conan, you wanted to jump into discussion about some of these apps. You had one, I think, in particular in mind.
Well, no, the chat room reminded me that when I'm speaking to another person, instead of like the silly groups that we're in, I use Signal. And that's the one that seems to get the most thumbs up.
Yeah, and Signal, that's the one that I was saying. Right. You could get the dumb phone that's not connected to your name. Get one of these, you know, what they call the burner phones, mm-hmm. that Dianne Feinstein isn't happy about existing, to where you can get the phone, not have it tied to your identity, and then, you know, get a tablet, run the app through the tablet on a telephone number that's not connected to you, and then that gives you another, you know, layer or so of privacy and possible protection.
And from a practical point of view, props to Signal for getting truly cross-platform. So the Signal on, this didn't used to be the case for you youngsters out there. If you had it on Android, you could only talk to people that had the Android app and so on, but now it works Android to iOS.
All right, because it used to be Signal for Android and Redphone for Apple or vice versa.
Redphone was something that would do voice encryption on Android, and I think there was Apple apps too, but now they've got the whole infrastructure all intertwined and
right.
All works,
it used to be, you know, one thing for Apple, one thing for Android, and something else for the phone calls, and yep. That's all put in together now. And yeah, I like the app. That's the primary messenger app that I use. I've got it set as my default messenger app, so every message that I get runs through Signal, whether the person sending me a message is using Signal or not.
I like the fact that the silly thing resets. I think about like every 12 hours the way I have it set up, so I have to enter my password every time.
Yeah.
So if I forget, because I'm not going to remember to log out of things, and if someone wants to get my device, everything is open.
And I'm telling you, this is the one lesson. It's great that we have all these apps out there. We have WhatsApp, which is recently implemented end-to-end encryption. We've got Signal. We've got Telegram. it doesn't do anybody a bit of good if you don't have basic physical security on your device, which means a strong password, guys.
Or you have your password list on a card in your in your room, your studio room.
I worked in IT where we always just looked around the desk for sticky notes to find whoever's password we needed.
That's still better than having the thing that uses some sort of biometric, like your thumbprint or facial recognition, because courts have ruled that police can force your thumb onto your phone. They can hold the phone in front of your face to do the face scan to unlock the phone, but they cannot force you to reveal a password or the little activation pattern.
That's why I've gone to a toe print as opposed to a fingerprint. I just figure it's going to take them a while to figure out they got to take my shoes off and figure out which of those 10 toes.
Except you just told everyone, Chris.
Well, now I'll have to go to another part of my anatomy.
Please don't tell us about that part of the anatomy. Conan, was there more on this app thing?
No, it's just I am appreciative of technology and at the level at which it's traversing. It's making it harder and harder for government to keep up. And I think that's a wonderful thing. I think a prime example is what went through with Uber. The process of Uber, and now we even have Arcade City here in New Hampshire, which is trying the same thing.
Arcade City is global.
Well, I mean, it's. I think they
started
the guy their that capital started
city,
it.
Their capital
is
city is here in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire,
but so they took a good idea, and they're providing the same services. They just need to catch on, and people need to find out about them, which is a process.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the government for the last couple of years has been trying their darndest to get into Uber's business and get money that they're not getting. They're not that they believe that they're owed at the end of the day, especially when you've got. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Oh, no. You finish your thought.
No, I didn't know what you were doing.
That's okay. I was sitting here trying to think, but I was going to say that this is one of those
trying to think.
But this is one of those areas where a lot of people that aren't really in the liberty mindset can still practice some activism. You know what I mean? When we choose to use Signal, when we choose to use WhatsApp, or we choose to use Telegram or something like that, you're making a statement. You're supporting a company that feels that encryption is important. Now, I know WhatsApp, that's sort of questionable in a lot of people's minds, but that's the thing. We are making a statement that encryption has value in the marketplace, and we will support the companies that do that.
Yeah, and a lot of people are still using social media. I'm one of them. I think everybody in this room, to some extent, uses Facebook.
It's addictive.
I'm still on MySpace.
Oh. And,
well, this might not apply to you, Chris, but apparently Mark Zuckerberg is not happy with Facebook users. The story comes from the UK Independent. Mark Zuckerberg has been encouraging staff to come up with new ways to encourage personal sharing. According to a report from Bloomberg, several of the recent additions to Facebook's features are thought to have been a result of that push. And
you mean the happy, smiley, sad face crap like buttons?
That's part of the changes that they made. But really, they're wanting more personal information. Remember, used to all the time, everybody's post on Facebook would be, here's what I'm eating for supper, here's who I'm dating, here's who's this, and it would just be, all personal information. And now it's more, here's silly pictures that I like, here's news stories. So it's less personal and turning more into just, people doing weird, goofy stuff online.
I wonder if this is just another calibration point for Facebook/Skynet to learn human characteristics. And it can only learn if people are more open with why they posted a picture of their food. And,
I honestly think that it's a data mining sort of thing, because remember, the authorities have access to everything you post. So if you're not posting, here's where I am, well, you've not publicly stated an alibi for any crime that we wind up accusing you of, or you've just said that you were in the location of a crime that we have accused you of. So it's good for, the government for you to post personal stuff.
But what if it's just Zuckerman? What if his company needs this information to better themselves, and it's not really a government thing at all.
Well, it winds up helping them with their targeted advertising sort of stuff as well. The article here from the Independent continues the On This Day feature, and you've probably seen the post where it's like, on this day, 5 years ago, so-and-so became friends with somebody else.
Yeah, that's getting annoying.
That feature seems to bring up memories from the same day in previous years as to encourage people to share nostalgic updates about themselves.
Like the silly past Thursday. What's that Thursday thing?
Throwback Thursday. Throwback, yeah. Although every time I see TBT, I keep wanting to think, why is everybody posting stuff about Taco Bell Tuesday on Thursday?
Ooh,
that
I
makes
love
no
Taco
sense.
Bell Tuesday. Good stuff.
The site has also taken to reminding people about special occasions like Mother's Day so that people post about their relationships. And there was a speculation that Facebook created this sibling day thing that I never heard of until last week.
And how lousy do you feel when you see it was sibling day yesterday? I'm like, wow, I guess my brothers don't think I even care about them. Because they made it up out of thin air.
Yeah, like I saw all these posts and I was like, what the hell is this thing? I don't really talk to my brother or my sister, so screw it.
I'm not even allowed to talk to my brother. He's in government.
Did Hallmark come up with this or did Facebook?
I think Facebook did. I really don't know.
In an advertising agreement with Hallmark, I'd wager.
Possibly. I think most holidays are just created by some company. Sell something. The article here continues. The app has also been redesigned so that it sucks up all of a user's photos and seeks to make it easier for them to post. That's why I don't use the Facebook app on my phone. I will use the Firefox browser and then just go to the mobile site for Facebook. By accessing content from its users' phones, the Facebook app can try and make people share photos or other information about themselves.
Share and enjoy.
Some of that same move towards personal sharing is behind Facebook's push towards live videos. We'll continue with this and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. We're also on Skype. Username is lrn.fm.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements, and we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.